Good morning, good morning. Odisan here from Time to Shine. So today we're going to give you, I'm going to give you an overview of the book of Habakkuk. And it is nice to know that people in the Bible went through a lot of things. A lot of things were happening in their midst. And yet they found comfort in praying to God and asked for help. And God heard this prophet's prayer, mainly he got comfort him and saw what's going on in a different way, what was going on horizontally. He took it vertically to the presence of God. So the book of Habakkuk, it has the same name as the prophet who wrote it. And it is believed that he was a professional prophet that studied the book of the law. And so it also believes that this book dates back to the Babylonian invasion, where the people were being judged by God by the Babylonians. And so he was frustrated. He thought that God was going to take the land away that he had given to him. And so also, this book may date back to when King Jehoiakim was ruling the nation. And also dates back to perhaps where there was adoration in the temple of God. So which means it was in the beginning of the Old Testament, or the beginning closer to where the praises of God were done in the tabernacle, or in the temple, I should say. And so, yeah, so it dates back to maybe 722 BC. The northern kingdom, Israel and Ephraim, were destroyed, but the people remained in Judah at that time where the Babylonians were attacking them. And so Habakkuk was a bit frustrated with the situations that they were going through because of this invasion by the Babylonians. So, as I mentioned, instead of seeing horizontally, he took it vertically and started praying to God. And he found comfort in praying. He found comfort in asking God to see what was going on and see that he brings judgment to the evildoers, the Babylonians that were attacking them. And so, as I mentioned, he was frustrated with that. But instead of just being frustrated, he took it up to God and prayed to God. Instead of doing what Jonah had done, which was he ran away from God. So this prophet, he was one of the minor 12 prophets in the Old Testament. So that's one more thing. In this book, Habakkuk experienced silence from God. Then he waited an answer from God and watched the Babylonians do evil things. And then he found comfort. He found confidence in the Lord. As the Lord resolved the issues, resolved the attack that they were experiencing. So I'm going to leave it there for today, but in the next few days, tomorrow and the following day and next week, we'll be covering the book of Habakkuk. I hope you may have some time to read it over, the first chapter at least, so that you can see what it's all about, or have an idea what this minor prophet talks about. So stay encouraged, stay uplifted. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Bye-bye.